Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so it's been a hot minute since we did this. We're doing pickup lines.
Okay.
I always hate when we do this, only because then Slacker tries them on us.
I know.
Us?
I just made the longest eye contact with Eric. I'm going to do it again.
No.
Okay. So first off, I just want to say, I think they're back. I think there's been so many stories. The apps are dying, guys. It's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are like in person. You see a girl or a guy and you want to approach them. This is what you could say.
Because I don't think it's Z and millennials are tired of having the app be their story. It's just not, it doesn't feel natural.
It's a lot of what I'm hearing from like younger people is it just feels like it goes nowhere. Like the guys are on there and they have 20 matches. So they feel like
after 3 months, it's on to the next one.
It's so disposable. It's Amazon culture. Yep. Yes. It's just like, I'll just order another one.
Right.
I was getting a swipe. Mm. Here, like, I got one coming.
A minor bump here. I'm not going to deal with it.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we want to give you, if you're out there trying to meet in the wild, we want to give you some things in your bandolier. You want me to try one?
Yeah, but please try it on hack.
Please.
This one doesn't work on him because he doesn't like this food, but it's hard.
Okay.
Okay.
Because he's not a, you don't like breakfast food, right? You don't like cereal?
I don't like cereal, no. But I like breakfast.
You know, I'd give up my morning cereal to spoon you.
Oh. Hello.
Ew.
So, yes?
Sure.
Come here.
Erica, the more you do that, the more I'm gonna go over that.
I know.
Are you big spoon or a little? How do you want to do this?
I would do either.
Okay. You guys, I think something's wrong with my eyes because I just can't take them off of you.
She looked at me on that one.
These are pretty bad. Okay. But I do like this one.
Okay.
When our friends ask, I don't want to look at him. When our friends ask how we met, what are we gonna tell them? Anything funny? Funny answers only. I even got it wrong.
Okay. Look, I know you're busy. Just can you add me to your things to do?
Ooh, I like it. And like, if you say it the right way, like things to do. You know what I mean? You put that little creepy thing, and it's like,
that's not going to work.
I've roped in the car.
Oh my!
I like to say that. It's like I've got a hole dug about your size.
Okay.
In the forest.
Okay.
How about this one? Hold on. Is this a museum? Because you're a work of art.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like.
Hard eye contact with Eric on that one.
I hate it.
Come on. That's not bad.
Okay. That was okay. I do like that one.
I'm trying to imagine if I would respond to any of these in real life.
Yeah.
Because everybody says whenever we do these, and we don't want you to call with this. We want you to call with other ones. But like, just walk up and say hi. It's like, yes, that probably is the way to make it happen.
Okay, but what about this? Oh, I don't know how this works. Are we married now? I love that. That would work on me so fast.
Really?
Yes. I'd be like,
what?
A wedding? I'm interested.
That's actually pretty good. Wow. Okay. Here's the deal. We want these. We have a bunch of bad ones written down. We're going to keep going. But like, if you have a great one that's worked or not worked, and I want to give extra points to women Because women don't do it as often. Because all you have to do is just go, sup. And like, we're like, cool, I'll marry you. Like, well, let's go.
I have one that worked.
Go.
Is anyone sitting here?
Yeah, see, that's lame. Was it on his lap?
No.
That would work.
That would be interesting.
If you got a killer pickup line, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can call or text your pickup lines in.
Excuse me. I just bought this kiss-proof chapstick. I need a lab partner to test its claims. Are you in? It's for science. What, you hate science?
He was opening his mouth for a kiss.
If you were a triangle, you'd be a cute one. Geography and geometry jokes don't get you.
Well, no? Certainly not a geography.
You know, I've got geography ones. I've got alphabet ones. If I were rewriting the alphabet, put you and I together.
Do you know what the Little Mermaid and I have in common?
What?
It's not just my hair. It's that we both want to be a part of your world.
Mm. Are you hitting on a child?
Tiak. Even if there were no more gravity on Earth, I'd still fall for you.
Okay. These are kind of working.
Well, I mean, I could just read the phone book to you.
I had the best pickup line on the way, but I saw you and now I'm speechless. I hate him.
I actually kind of like that
I think
one.
Your delivery sucks.
Yeah.
Is part of it.
Oh, okay. Try it.
Titanic. That's my icebreaker. What's up?
Okay. That's good. That's good. Okay, but in a bar, that would work.
They say the human body is 70% water, and I'm feeling pretty thirsty.
Oh, no.
I would call the police on you.
I have the follow-up to that.
Okay.
Does this rag smell like chloroform?
No, my God.
No.
Can you fold yourself into a ball? I need to see if you'll fit in my frunk.
Do you like bagels? Because you're bagels. Bay. Goals.
It's been a while since I've heard bay.
I know.
Wow. Yeah. I have the other one that's I always use, but it's like, people get weird about it.
What?
Do you want to come over to my house and have some cake and maybe have sex? What's the matter? You don't like cake? What's wrong? You don't
have you used
you're not
that
into cake?
On a woman you're meeting for the first time.
He's been screaming it.
What the cake?
It's a cake.
And then
I'm a pizza.
Away.
You like pizza? Come here, darling. We'll have some cake and pizza and the sex thing. All right. You know what's fun is I have probably 30 more that I can get to. So
sure.
I'm just gonna say this: if you don't call, I'll keep going.
I have one good one that I'm saving for next
you are?
Round.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear your best pickup lines. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Thank you to whoever just texted in and made all of my pickup lines seem way less creepy.
Yep.
We can't read that.
It has to do with a place to sit.
Yep. Yep. Ooh, just
yep.
Stop it
I'm
right there.
Leave it there.
Okay. Yep. So we're looking for your best pickup lines. I think someone must have stolen the stars. Put them in your eyes. Monica.
Yai.
Pickup lines. Right. What do you got?
Bear with me. It's something you've heard before, but the end is the best part. Girl, you're a fine apple, and I want to be SpongeBob so I can live inside you.
Yep.
You gotta.
Did she say, girl, you're a fine apple?
Yeah. Fine apple.
Like and if then, you're a fruit, you'd be a fine apple, not a pineapple. That would be SpongeBob.
That middle part gets real hazy, but I think it ends with inside, right?
I want to be SpongeBob and live inside of you.
Is referencing SpongeBob on a first date?
Once again, I ask.
Sexy.
Are you hitting on a child?
Maybe. It's not terrible. If, yeah, you, like, it's if you're cute. Hitting on a millennial, they know SpongeBob, right?
Yeah, but
They're
I don't want any man
of SpongeBob. I mean, like the area of cartoon. Now it's trash.
Okay, I think if you're hitting on Aaron, you should use that one.
Okay. Claudia?
Yai.
Pickup lines. What's yours?
I have my 12-year-old son here, and he'll say, "Your lips seem dry. Would you like me to hydrate them?"
Oh, you're 12
year old? 12 year old.
It's smoother than all of us.
Yes.
Does that work?
It made me lick my lips. It is that weird thing, though. Like,
yeah,
if somebody gets chapstick out, you automatically lip your, you have no choice.
Oh.
You've never seen that? Oh my God, somebody gets chapstick out.
Don't do it.
It just happens. Okay. And you, as a mother, you're comfortable with your son's suaveness?
I just find it hilarious.
Okay.
I wonder if he's kissing girls at 12.
Duh. Yeah, I think so. When did you start kissing?
Like that.
Does anybody remember when they started kissing?
I was like 15.
Yeah, I think it was 16.
I kind of did it all in the same year.
Good for you, man.
All right.
It was 17.
You didn't kiss a girl till you
really?
Were 17?
And then I just boinked everyone right up. Okay. I was just like, let's go. Jose.
Yai.
Pickup lines. What do you got?
Yeah. How much does a polar bear weigh?
How much does a polar bear weigh? I think I know where this one's going. How much?
Enough to break the ice. Hi, my name's Jose. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
This is field tested and it works.
Yeah, but you were so fast at the end, though. You know what I mean? Don't you think he like ramrodded through that?
We're not judging his delivery.
Oh, I am.
It was just a good pickup line.
10 seconds. You said 10 seconds, so I wanted to make sure I stayed in those 10
oh.
seconds.
Yeah,
I like it.
All right. Thank you,
That's
Jose.
Good. Yeah. Erica, you said you
no
were
worries.
Saving a good one.
Oh, yeah. You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Erica, but you can call me tonight or tomorrow.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Dude, but do you understand? Okay. Do you understand? She could literally go, sleep with me, and you'd be like, cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. Girls don't need lines.
You're so different.
Right.
Anyway. But if you need somebody to say, because you want to walk up to a guy, like, these are your options.
Tiak has one that he wants me to use. You've been pushing this one line on me.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's good. I think you could pull it off.
I heard you were looking for me.
Yeah. If I didn't know who you were, I'd be like,
absolutely
come on, I'm so sorry.
You're going to think, oh, he must be somebody, you know? You play for the
He wants
Broncos
me to walk up to somebody and go,
T-Hack.
I heard you were looking for me.
Women are kind enough that they would go, no, I'm so sorry. That must have been someone else. Can I help you find them?
And then maybe we walk around the bar together looking.
Then his charm takes over. You just need the in. And then his charm takes over. I actually did see this video of a guy, and it's a genius pickup line. He had his shirt inside out, and women cannot help themselves but to come over and go,
oh, my God, it's diabolical.
Your tag's sticking out. He go, oh, yeah. Hey, I'm Michael, by the way. And then they're just talking. And he's just got
something helpless.
Yeah.
Like, grow my unibrow out.
No.
Okay. Kevin?
Yeah.
Pickup lines, what's yours?
You say, can I smell your mommy parts?
Okay.
Can I smell your mommy parts, I believe you said, or naughty parts. I don't know which one, but yeah.
Yeah.
And that's worked?
And when they get mad, then you say, oh, must be your feet.
Hey, Kevin, I'm going to say this softly. No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.